Aisha Robinson, Ms. New York Galaxy, 2008, today on the Pageant Cast. TKPN! Pageant Cast, episode 136.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Nerita Stefanis, Mrs. American Queen 2006, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kreshman.
Thanks for the great introduction. I'm so glad that we have these introductions. I hope to record some of these as I go to some of the live events this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, I want to remind you that today's very special guest is Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, Aisha Robinson. She's on the show, and it's going to be very exciting to talk to her in today's program. Want to thank you all for tuning in, as you do every week, and remember to enter in our contest drawing. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Enter in our contest drawing. You could win a prize package from Andrea Patrick Forte's Catch a Dream. And that's at whatisyourdream.com. We'll have more information about that prize package later on in today's Pageant Cast. But I know you don't want to hear me yakking on and on and on and on and on. What you want to hear is some great pageant news and interviews, and that's what we bring to you every week, and right now it's like twice a week here at the Pageant Cast. So let's get things started.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and with us on the phone, we have Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, Aisha Robinson. She's here on the telephone with us. Hello, Aisha. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fantastic, but that's just my looks. where are we calling you tonight?
Well, I am in Rochester, New York, where I reside, and so I am just here, and I'm just excited to receive your call.
Well, most people are. No, I'm just kidding. Well, hey.
You're amazing. Wonderful.
Hey, it's a lot of fun to talk to you, and I can't wait to hear about what you're planning for this year. What is going to be your secret weapon going down to the Galaxy Pageant?
Well, I don't even think it's a secret weapon. I just want to make sure that this time around at Galaxy, I just go in there being myself. I've competed in pageants for, I don't want to date myself, over 20 years, and it's just been an experience that I have enjoyed. But the last couple of years, I really have just kind of gone away from it and been through, I guess, a cycle of things, and I guess we all go through things in life, but this time I feel ready, I'm back, I'm back to that person I was competing, and I'm just going there to be me. So I think that's the best thing I can do and take there as my secret weapon.
Now, what is it about pageants that draw you back in?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One thing is that I get to promote a title or an issue, and Galaxy doesn't require that we do so, but for me, it's something that allows me to go out and represent not just the topic, but the group of people that it affects. Currently, I'm promoting a platform, and I've been doing a great deal of speaking this year about depression and just eliminating all the stereotypes and the stigmas related to it, that so people can speak out about it. And when you speak out and you talk about just some of the difficulties that you're facing, that's the first step to healing and the first step to helping others heal. So I really think that the platform is number one. And number two, I do a lot of things with young women, and I think that by promoting a platform and being in pageants, it just sets a stage to be a role model in helping others come along and be able to accomplish whatever they dream of. So that's why I do that.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned a little bit about your platform, eliminating the stigma of depression for women. I have to ask you, when you're making presentations, etc., you have one of those 10,000 megawatt smiles, and you're obviously a very upbeat person.
does that sometimes come off wrong, or is that what makes your message heard all the stronger?
Well, first, I want to thank you for that compliment. It just means a lot to be complimented on my smile and my upbeat personality. I treasure that. Every day I wake up and just say I like myself and that I just enjoy being alive and being optimistic, because sometimes we don't always feel like that. And so I think that when I present and when I speak, I try to not give it an overcast of that we have to be sad about it or that we have to not be happy about who we are, but I really just try to go with the feel and the flow of the program overall. Usually by the end, I have them excited and smiling with me. So I guess it's just really going and knowing your audience and making sure that, most importantly, you're getting the message across. And it's just about helping people to be happy, helping them to just realize that things could be difficult, but hey, we're here. We only get one chance at life, so let's live it to the fullest.
And it kind of reminds me of smile therapy from Ally McBeal.
I remember that, yes.
You smile on the outside and eventually it'll work its way in.
And I like what you said, eventually it'll make its way in. Because in the beginning, and when things happen right after, that's the time when you think you're never going to be happy again. But it always comes back. Time, it's just one of the most wonderful gifts that we can have. But time, you get to that point where you're just smiling. And eventually, not happiness all the time, but at least just being able to see the light.
So how did you get interested in this platform topic?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me was I went through it. And being able to speak to it and stand there and say myself as a pageant contestant, and also, I do a lot of other things in the community as well. I've been a professional cheerleader for an NFL team. I'm currently a cheerleader for a national lacrosse team. And so it's just, when you say that, people are like, oh, well, I'm glad people like you say something or just say the message, so that someone who may be struggling or maybe hasn't accomplished those things realize that there's nothing bad about saying that that's something that you've been through, because your voice helps other people have voices.
That's fantastic. Hey, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Heisha Robinson, Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, in just a moment.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach and host of Pageant Talk Radio, and you're listening to the number one pageant podcast, The Pageant Cast. Both Tim and I are committed to providing great shows that keep you in touch with the exciting world of pageantry. Pageant Talk Radio is the number one live pageant internet talk radio show and is full of information to help you become an elite contestant. So after this show, join me at www.pageanttalkradio.com and learn everything you need to know to be pageant fab.
Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize for our special contest package from Andrea Patrick Forte, the owner of Patrick Talent Agency, a Once Upon a Dream prize package. You can get this exclusive Once Upon a Dream prize package by signing up for our contest, or you can check it out, Once Upon a Dream, at www.what-is-your-dream.com. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
It's the show the Los Angeles Times calls a prairie home companion for kids. It's the show that Nickelodeon's Director of Development, Peter Gall, called too educational for Nickelodeon. It's the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, and it's back with a whole new season of adventure and fun. And if you thought you knew the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, think again as Season 7 takes the show in a whole new direction. When three of the world's most renowned doctors band together to get rid of Dr. Floyd, they wind up sending him on an adventure unlike any before. And just wait till you hear who they send along with him. It's all happening right now in Season 7 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, only at www.drfloyd.com. That's www.drfloyd.com. Always fun, always family friendly, always free. It's the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Tune in and set your imagination to fun.
Remember to tune in to the podcast Pickle Page 10128. And the Pageant Cast for the best interviews with pageant participants. I'm Janelle Mayer, Miss Cooley Region 2006, and I hope you'll join me listening to the Pageant Cast. For details, visit tkpnpodcast.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways to pick music off the PodSafe Music Network, and one is just to browse around. And when you see a song made by a band called Hillbilly Hellcats, and then the name of the song is White Trash, I don't know about you, but that gets me just a little bit interested. So let's give this a shot. Here's White Trash by the Hillbilly Hellcats.
But you want trash, baby, you're just like me. I got Gail in the trailer park. She got 10 dogs and they love to bark. She keeps spinning a pet out on the lawn, but now it stinks and the grass is gone. Just like me.
We're back at the Pageant Cast, and we have a cheerleader on the line that is attacking depression. What a shock. Heisha Robinson, Ms. New York Galaxy 2008. Well, glad you could make it through that break. I know it was unbelievably long, but thank you for sitting through that. Now, I do have to ask you more about a Galaxy pageant system, because there are literally, I'm finding new pageant systems popping up all the time. What is it that drew you to the Galaxy pageant over some of the competition?
Well, thanks for having me back. Yes, I've been sitting here waiting for us to come back from break and just thinking about Galaxy. Galaxy, for me, has been a great experience. I've been competing there for a few years, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't go back to something that I didn't really, just really love and enjoy. What is it about the Galaxy system? I have to say it. I represent a part of the group of contestants that are in our 30s, and I think that is such an amazing thing that they highlight the beauty of being 30-something. I don't think that there's
there's enough systems out there that support getting the voice out, hitting issues, finding women who represent what truly it is about being 30 and just loving being that age. And so even myself, because sometimes it's hard for me to even pass for that, and that's not even, sometimes it's not even that I'm trying to say it's such a blessing. It sometimes is a curse, but it's just a wonderful age to be in. I'm learning so much in my 30s, and so that's the wonderful thing about Galaxy for me. And I hope to continue on with the system, if not competing, but representing it in other capacities. So it's just been an amazing experience for me.
Now, do you find that the crown draws people to you, that they listen more to you? Or are you actually, is it some of that negative stereotype that you have to get past when you're talking to people, making appearances, etc.?
I think the crown gives us a voice. I think the crown is sparkly, and everybody is waiting to see that crown, and a lot of times they're waiting to the end so they can try it on. So for me, I use it as a vehicle to get my message out. Yes, I go with the crown. I have the crown on. If you're going to listen to me while I have this crown on, then let me spread my message. Please listen to me. It'll go in. It'll sink in eventually. I've been doing this, like I said, for so many years that I've built people an immunity to thinking the stereotypes that sometimes are impacted on pageants. But for me, I found that when I go out and speak and I take that crown, they're open to my message. And I do a lot of speaking, not just for depression, but I also do a lot of talking about higher education and promoting education and awareness, making it possible for a lot of people to go to college. And so when I'm out there speaking, whatever the topic may be, it's just that crown is just something that's sparkly and it gets their attention, and then you get their attention the rest of the way with the message.
Okay, now I do have to ask you this question, because you're out in New York. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Both of us have just gone through possibly the worst winter of our lifetimes, and now you are actually going to be traveling to Florida in July.
Yes.
Is there something wrong with you?
are you
afraid you're gonna? I'm afraid I'm gonna melt. I'm going out there. I'm afraid I might melt, and there might just be a puddle, and they'll go, "Oh, there's Tim from the Pageant Cast." Are you worried about that?
I guess one of my secret weapons is that my mother is originally from Florida, and so I spent so many summers in Florida growing up that I've been having opportunities to experience July. And plus, I've been to Galaxy a couple of times there in Orlando. It's a wonderful city. Yes, it's hot, but there's air conditioning. And I'm such a city girl who believes in air conditioning and being inside, and so I think that when we go, we won't melt. We'll be fine. We'll take care of you.
Okay, I'm a little concerned, and I'm registering that right now. I'm scared that I might actually melt, so I'm a little bit worried.
And particularly recently here in the Great Midwest, we've been having gully washers of storms come through. So now I'm not only filled with snow, I have water all over the place. So I'm a little concerned about going down to Florida.
Because humidity doesn't go with my humility all that well.
Uh-oh. Well, all those people out there listening, I hope they won't be afraid, and I hope they come down to the pageant and come and support us all. It's a lot of wonderful women that will be competing, and we would love the audience. We would love to have everyone there. We're happy that you're going to be there.
Well, I'm certainly excited to be there. I'm not sure how I'm going to react to the environment. I've been out to Florida. I go to Orlando quite a bit, and in the summer I just have a hard time. I'm an old man, you know.
I gotta
suffer
my way
that.
Through.
I've seen your photo. No, you're not.
Oh yes, I'm very old. Anyway, hey, we're just about out of time.
Is there anything I missed today that you would want people to look out for, or that you'd like to tell the listeners of the Pageant Cast?
Well, I would just like to tell them that pageants are wonderful, and if you're listening to this newscast, this pageant cast for the first time, and you're out there wondering if pageants are for you, just give it a chance and give it just that whirl. You never know until you try it, and I've enjoyed it. Hopefully, maybe you'll come and experience the Galaxy system. It's a great group of girls. It's a great system, and I just want to encourage everybody to just live life to the fullest and enjoy.
That's right. And remember, the Galaxy pageants, there's going to be Teen, Miss, Ms., and Mrs. Just come on down to Orlando, Florida. Follow the sparkles. And we'll see you down there. Thank you so much for your time today, Heisha.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Well, great.
That's our Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, Heisha Robinson. Thank you.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, MyPageantTips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search. With thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe, winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at MyPageantTips.com.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com. While at the Miss Universe pageant, Crystal Stewart, our Miss USA, was asked who she would vote for if she would endorse McCain or Obama. Well, she didn't want to come out and make a full-blown endorsement, but she did say that personally she is looking at Barack Obama, just as poised in the way that he motivates people, and that's something that draws me, she said. She did say that she was a bit torn. John McCain is an American hero because he's a great person. He's older. He might be a little bit wiser, but she feels Obama is on the higher end of the list. That all came from the Miss Universe pageant, and this went out on the wires. We're all invited Saturday, August 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. in Burton, Michigan. It will be the Miss U.S. International Kelly Best Coronation Ball. You can find out more about it by going to Miss United States International. The Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino will be hosting the 2009 Miss America Live on TLC. It's coming Saturday, January 24th, 2009. The two-hour pageant event returns to Las Vegas and will air live on TLC. Michael Mecca, the president and CEO of Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, says we are delighted to have 52 of the most beautiful girls on the planet returning here to their home at Planet Hollywood. This is a wonderful event for not only Planet Hollywood, but the city of Las Vegas and the Miss America Live event, returning to our property, gives us the opportunity to showcase our magnificent resort. The 52 Miss America contestants will sweep into town in January to begin preliminary competitions in swimsuit talent and evening wear. The three nights of preliminaries will take place on January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Planet Hollywood's Theater for the Performing Arts. Tickets for the preliminaries as well as the Miss America Live Finals will be available to the public at Ticketmaster.com starting in December. Miss America is called the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino home since moving to Las Vegas from Atlantic City in 2006. Kristen Haglund of Farmington Hills, Michigan is the current Miss America. You can find the entire press release out there at missamerica.org.
PageantCast.
Well, that's it for today's PageantCast. I want to thank Keisha Robinson, Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, and all the ladies that we actually have in the queue. I've recorded a great number of these quite a while ago, and we've been trying to get up to them, and that's why we're doing these twice-a-week shows. So hopefully that's going to help cut into this backlog just a little bit. But I'm not doing this. I'm not working this hard all year long. I'm telling you right now, end of summer, I think I'm going to take a break and relax for, 30, 40 years. And I got Beauties of America coming up, and we're going to do some special shows with that as well. It's going to be a crazy summer, everybody, but I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the fantastic programming we're bringing to you here at PageantCast.com. Okay, I'm done. Stay subscribed, and until next week, Tiara Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.